Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Boy, celebration time. Ryan Erb is here with United Way Perth Huron. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Jamie. Always great to be with you.
Wow, what a campaign wrap-up. What a spirit of community celebration. I don't know where to begin. Do you want to talk about the celebration or the campaign results or whatever?
Well, you know, we should just thank everyone for coming. First of all, we had a sold-out event, which was fantastic, filled with our volunteers, who we got to thank many with special awards. We were so glad to have our donors in the room with us, so that they could hear and understand what happens with all those wonderful dollars that are raised. And we heard some stories about people, you know, people in our community who received help. You know, we heard from a Ukrainian woman who told us her story of coming to Canada, losing a lot, and then working her way through all the systems and being touched by several organizations, the United Way funds. And, you know, those kinds of stories, they were tear-jerking for me.
They were powerful, powerful and impactful.
You know, but what it told us was, this is why we're here. Mm-hmm. We know that we're here for the people in our community, the people that live next door to us, friends and family that are struggling. And it doesn't always look like they might be, but so often underneath the surface, there is a challenge there.
Yeah, that's a really good point right there. Okay, well, we have to talk numbers here. Yeah. How about the results?
We did well. We're so grateful to the community again for helping us raise a record amount, which is so wonderful. So on the main campaign, we announced that we raised $2.356 million, which is incredible. We're so grateful again. Here we are, you know, year in and year out, and this community continues to come through. So thank you, everyone out there. And in addition to that, we were able to raise a further $542,000 for United Housing. So we got awful close to $2.9 million altogether this year, which is incredible.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Well done. And big hats off to John and Kristen for all they've done.
Yeah, we're so thankful for our volunteers, including our campaign co-chairs, John Wolf and Kristen Sainsbury, this year. Their help was invaluable. You know, they opened many doors, they talked to their friends, and they said, look, can you help us? And so many people stood up. You know, their friends held trivia nights. Their friends, you know, did all kinds of things to make sure that we could raise money all the way through. And we're so grateful for the work that they did. They made this all happen.
I almost forgot to, again, with so many great initiatives and ideas, those Taylor Swift tickets. My gosh. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know, you think back to that effort, right? You know, again, yeah. Thanks to Dr. Aaron Heiss, a good friend, you know, who brought that all together. We're so grateful, you know, $50,000 raised just in almost in an instant, you know, from the eagerness that was around that. So we're so grateful. And when we look at it all, you know, it really comes down to those volunteers, you know, the ones that received our spirit awards, like Jerry Bell or David Clark, Barry Hutton, Cindy Jones, April Selkirk, a grade 11 student who actually stayed out all night in Goderich, you know, just to get a rally support for Coldest Night of the Year. We had Eva Sipple, Tom Soltis, Robert Stanton, Grace Theolophilus, you know, all these people and many more were so incredibly helpful to us.
And again, with the campaign, big shout out to FIO Automotive Canada. Absolutely incredible.
Yeah, you know, another record-breaking fundraising year because of their support, right? $192,000, including a company match, was what they raised for us. You know, many other organizations like the Huron-Perth Healthcare Alliance raising $50,000. Fahm and Company raised $36,000, which is a significant increase. And Warden Updegrove, our friends in Listowel, over $30,000. So many organizations with their workplace campaigns came together to help us. It was incredible.
It was absolutely incredible. And a very special shout out to all the folks, especially the Hayter family at Best Western Plus, the Arden Park Hotel, for hosting this event.
Yeah, what a generous thing that they do every year. Most of the meals are complimentary for this event. You can hardly imagine how much of a gift that is. And their staff come and all of that, the room and everything. It's just incredible. And we had a number of other folks that helped us too. Artist Engineering, Fahm & Company, Horizon Solutions, Remax, IATSE, Invest Stratford Samsonite, SBS Metals, and Stratford Festival.
Okay, there's so many people to thank.
Yes.
With regards to this campaign, because this is what it's all about. And I think as many of the, you know, the speakers, including City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma, or so many of the folks, this is what Stratford and area is all about. It's coming together for something like this.
That's right. You know, all the elected officials said it well. You know, they spoke from their hearts, you know, really challenged people to continue to give generously and to support their community, and spoke about the social issues. We live in a special place. But unfortunately, there's still some people that are next to us that need some help. And I'm so proud to be part of an organization that is, you know, one of the largest small market United Ways in all of Canada. You know, like we really punch above our weight, and it is because of the generosity of this community.
All right. Well, there's very little rest, shall we say, Ryan. You know, you think you're going to be taking a big break right now with the United Way Perth Huron, but as you mentioned, there are still some very big challenges out there.
Yeah, we know that we're going to be talking soon about our response to the tariff crisis that's in front of us, and we keep getting, you know, bits and pieces of news every day. It's a difficult thing to put our fingers on, of course, exactly how to respond, but United Way has a plan in mind, and we're working that out. We'll be broadcasting that over the next few weeks.
And we should also mention, too, with Kathy Vasilakos is speaking, with United Housing, how that very much continues, and things are really rolling with that.
Absolutely, yes. We have seven projects in pre-development, which is incredible. We're looking at three projects here in Stratford alone, and we're so grateful that we have partnerships around those. We're excited that housing continues to be one of the challenges that we're facing, but excited that we can tackle it because we know the answer. This is one of the social issues we actually know how to solve. So we know how to solve the housing crisis by building affordable housing.
Absolutely. Ryan Erb with United Way Perth Huron. Again, you can head to the website for details, perthhuron.unitedway.ca. Ryan, any final thoughts or any other thank yous? I mean, there's just so many people that have come together for this.
It takes so many people to put this together. Again, we had over 600 volunteers help us over the course of the year, which is incredible. And we could use some more. So, you know, head to our website and find out how you can volunteer at the United Way. In fact, we're looking for some people to help us out right now on the front desk at reception. So if you're interested in spending a few hours of your day helping us out in that way, we would appreciate you checking us out.
Ryan Erb, United Way Perth Huron. Ryan, congratulations.
Thank you, Jamie.
Oh, and Ryan, just before we let you go, I can also say congratulations on your King Charles Medal.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Jamie. That was a surprise. That was the shock of the evening for me. I had no idea what they were doing. All of a sudden, they kind of took a break from the program as it was written, and at least the program I had.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, our board chair is up there talking about me. Anyway, it was a humbling experience, but I'm so grateful, only possible because of the so many people that are around me, for sure.
And certainly for all your efforts for the community, certainly with volunteering and everything like that with the King Charles Medal. Congratulations.
Oh,
that's
thanks,
awesome.
Jamie. I appreciate it.